Certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Lord told me this week, he said, get ready, those three dimensions that I've talked to you about, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. He said, get ready for Issachar. You're going to understand your environment. You're going to understand time. You're going to understand where you are. See, a lot of people, you just kind of guess. God said, no, get ready. Issachar is coming on you. To understand, to determine, to detect where we are going, how to get there, the timing of the Lord. How many of the timing of the Lord is very important? See, if we don't know what's already taken place, we will be waiting for it to take place. And the devil has a good way of trying to keep you there, waiting for something to take place that's already took place. Because he knows if he can keep you in that mindset, he can keep you away from your true identity. Because you've been authorized to release stuff in the earth. Come on, I said, you've been authorized to release stuff in your house, over your body, over your children, over your money. The kingdom is here. Tell somebody, the kingdom's here. It's here without observation. It's within you. And God wants to get it out of you into the earth realm. One important thing that we must understand is that there's a lot of judgment that has to take place. And if you or I don't say certain things, God cannot bring his judgment. It's not anything personal. I don't think God will honor necessarily when we have personal vendettas against someone, something personal. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God's plan. When we see things out of alignment and that are opposing God's plan, God's work, God's kingdom in the earth, when you see things like that, you are authorized to say things to it, to speak things to it, to resist it. Amen. And in so doing, you open up an avenue for God to come in and honor that. Remember the Lord said, avenge not yourselves. He said, for vengeance belongs to me. You see, there's some things God wants to do in the earth, but he's going to do it through his people. Amen. But if we're asleep, or if we're afraid, or if we're not engaged with the things of the Spirit and the kingdom, then how can God do that? And that's just what the devil wants to do, is preoccupy. I was thinking this week, Lord, this brought to my spirit, you know, there are churches in certain cities, some of them are 30,000 strong or more. But he said, look at it. They've not affected the city. 30, 40, I don't know, maybe more than that in some places. But look at the city. And you know why? It's the wrong message. Come on, I'm going to bring it right on home. It's the wrong message. I'm not talking against anyone because they're brothers in the kingdom. But there's a certain message that has to be heralded, that has to be proclaimed. You know, we can't just say anything. If we're going to take a city, we got to say the right things. What happened with the early church, they continued in prayer, the breaking of bread, and steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. There was a doctrine they stayed steadfast in. And as they spoke these things, they saw the results. Hello? See, you can't be afraid to say certain things, to confront certain things. Amen. It may take a little time. If it's been there for a while, that might be an ancient spirit that's been blocking that for a while. But you start speaking to it. Amen. And when you come into that focus and you mean what you say, and you're speaking as God would have you speak, after a while, that fig tree will dry up. You'll see some change there. I guarantee it. Amen. The word cannot lie. God is not a man that he would lie. His word won't return void. But I mean, he needs some vessels down here. He needs some voices down here. He needs some folk that'll speak the stuff, that'll stand there, that'll take the persecution, that'll take the ostracizing, that'll stand firm anyway. If God be for you, who can be against you? How many know it's time out for playing church and just being comfortable? We are in a warfare. We have a city to take. We have a region to take. We got to change the government over this city. And I'm not talking about the mayor and the commissioners. I'm talking about the spiritual government. They got to recognize our voice. They got to understand we are here to occupy. We didn't come to compromise. We didn't come to, amen, hide out. We came to take over. This is our metron. This is our assignment. Hello. No more silence of the lambs. Tell somebody, time for you to open your big mouth and proclaim some things. Time to release a sound into the atmosphere. Start shaking up some stuff. Let heaven be shaken. Time for the war cry to go forth. People sitting around waiting. Waiting on what? We need to be occupying. Care whether you have enough money or not. Money is not the issue. God is Jehovah Jireh. Money had never been a problem with God. It never been an issue with God. What's been an issue is his people. Those apostles and prophets and ascension gifts, they spoke certain things. They didn't mince their words. They didn't stutter. They didn't take it back. They spoke it out. And what did they see? They saw results. Peter was so full of the word that he didn't even have to speak sometimes. Just his shadow. Amen. Just his shadow. Pastor Noel, people healed him. Paul was sent prayer cloths that were on his body while he preached. He sent them out all over the place and they lay them on people and miracles happen. Come on, where is that church today? Come on, where is that sleeping giant today? Where is that victory today? Where is that manifestation? Where are the miracles? Where are the prophets? Where are the apostles? Where are the ascension gifts? People hide now. Don't want to be persecuted. It's true. Don't want to go through. Because you done got, let me say it, you done got comfortable. Got a little something going on. So you don't want to rock the boat now. That's the devil's way of subtly shutting your mouth, closing your mouth. Stop the mouth of the prophets. Stop the move. Then stuff just starts looking like church, but no real substance. So it's going to take a corporate anointing. It's going to take a people. I like the portion of scripture in the book of Acts when Peter was taken prisoner. That same night, Herod was going to take him out and they were going to kill him. And how that, it says prayer went up. They were praying. I'm convinced, maybe not everybody in there, but somebody was praying prayers of proclamation and not just petition. Lord, please have mercy on Peter. Yeah. It's a whole nother dimension when you go from just petitioning to proclaiming. See, if you don't know who you are, you won't have confidence. But if you know who you are, please tell somebody right now, I know who I am. Come on, tell somebody else, I know who I am. Now, my question, do you really know who you are and whose you are? Well, that ought to bring about a whole nother behavior. That ought to bring about a whole nother mindset wherever you go. Hello, nothing prideful about that. We are here to occupy. We are here on an assignment. We are called into domains to take them over. And I'm not talking about witchcraft and that. I'm talking about take them over spiritually. Amen. By bringing like Joseph. Joseph brought his God. Joseph brought his morals. Joseph brought all that he has submitted to God. He brought it into Egypt. And because of who he was and how he represented himself and how he represented God, he took Egypt over. Brought in the rest of his family to the best of the land. But there come a time when you have to proclaim. You have to speak. See, because if you're not going to speak it, sometimes you're holding back God from acting. Amen. Let's go to a portion of scripture in 1 Kings chapter 22. Tell somebody, you need some boldness. I'm going to pray that for you tonight before we leave here, that God will fill your heart with holy boldness to say what is needful for you to say. Amen. To speak when it's needful for you to speak. As pertains to God's plan and purpose, and not be silent, not be afraid, not be intimidated, not be shut up, but to speak what God says. Because if you don't, I'll show you here. 1 Kings chapter 22, let's start at verse 10. This is the King Jehoshaphat and King Ahab. Now we know King Ahab was wicked. Is that right? Probably the most wicked of all kings of Israel. They had a confederacy to go to war together against the Syrians. Verse 10 says, and the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made him horns of iron. And he said, thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, now Micaiah was a prophet who was in prison. And the reason Ahab had him in prison, because he never prophesied in Ahab's behalf. It was always something. So Ahab didn't like him. Ahab had him on the bread of affliction, and he had him in prison. But Jehoshaphat wanted to know, is there another prophet? He said, yeah, there's one, but I don't like him. So they send for Micaiah.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 7 of our series, Dominion. Today's message, Proclamation. If you stand up for the word will stand up for you. Continue to decree until your change comes. We, the body of Christ, believe in God and live a lifestyle that is pleasing to God as heirs of His promises written in the Word. Yet, in many instances, we've not seen the manifestation of these promises in our lives. We've discovered that it's primarily because we have not actively declared with our mouth the promise God has given us. Mark 11:23 states, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Take dominion by proclaiming God's promises. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.